You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. There are a lot of questions being asked these days about the best road forward for institutions of higher learning. As you might expect, as these conversations take place, there are a lot of opinions and much disagreement. One such disagreement is playing out on the Eastern Michigan University campus right now, and it's significant enough WEMU is going to take a far more in-depth look into the controversy and its potential impacts. WEMU's program director, Patrick Campion, is heading up the story project, and Patrick, describe for us exactly what's at the center of the dispute.
Well, let's build a little context here, and so we go back to a year ago, and that is when the administration at Eastern announced that they had entered into an agreement with a for-profit company, a private company out of Texas called Academic Partnerships. And I mentioned the for-profit thing because it becomes important later in the conversation. At that point, the faculty and lecturers' unions on campus questioned some of the motivation there, the intent, the initial scope, and then the eventual scope of how this would affect both the students and the faculty on campus. And didn't get satisfactory answers based on their own admission, subsequently filed a grievance, and that grievance is currently in arbitration. In the subsequent months since then, a lot of information has been put out there. There's been a lot of contention about what this could represent. There's been pointing at other schools that have entered into these agreements, both successfully and unsuccessfully, with academic partnerships, and those that have also gone down the path of investigating it and deciding not to invest in a marketing partnership with academic partnerships. At the moment, this has come to the forefront again because as the arbitration process reaches what many believe to be its conclusion, that the decision is forthcoming but not known exactly when it's going to come out, the faculty and lecturers' unions on campus decided to start an ad campaign to publicly air their concerns about some of these online programs.
And inspire public support.
Yes, and absolutely. They're trying to draw attention to what they feel is a very important concern about the future of Eastern Michigan University. On the behalf of the administration, we've gotten statements that agree with a lot of the things they've said publicly, that this is the changing face of education, that they're trying to remain competitive in an evolving world, and with a decrease in their primary student base, which is regional students, which the graduating seniors in high schools within a 50-mile radius of Eastern Michigan have been declining for many, many years, they're looking at other opportunities. Now, they're saying the intent is not to denigrate the quality of education, to not denigrate the work conditions for any of our faculty or staff involved in this, to not change the basics of how the curriculum are developed, and that the faculty themselves will have the ultimate authority of who makes decisions
and
about these programs.
And the faculty says there has been a lack of transparency that indicates to them that a lot of that is not true.
Right. At the administration's core crux of why they did this is to remain competitive. Nearly every college in Michigan offers online courses. A vast majority of them offer fully online degrees at this point. So they're looking at a regional, a local, and even an international marketplace that has moved heavily towards online-only education as a way to draw in non-traditional students, especially working students, older students. And they're hoping that this will bring them into that, you know, what really is a 10-year-old sort of trend now in higher education.
So, Academic Partnerships is going to take 50% of all revenue generated from any new students that come online for a new course, and many would say 50% for a marketing campaign, if it is only a marketing campaign, is far too expensive.
Well, the response from the administration is, first, that 50% of something you didn't have before is still better than nothing, and secondarily, that the upfront costs are all being borne by Academic Partnerships. And again, those are statements made by the administration. At this point, what we see is a large conversation happening and a lot of confusion and a lot of misinformation, and not accusing any individual of that. It's just the nature of how rumors and things like this get spread. And we've decided as a newsroom that this is an important enough issue that we're going to devote significant resources to it and do it as a special report for WEMU.
Content always dictates when a fully produced and extended feature piece can get to air. Do you have a tentative timeline that you're at least shooting for?
Right now, what we've said publicly is we're trying to get it out the door by the end of November. And some of the things we have lined up for the voices we're going to hear and the people we're going to talk to and the investigative work we're going to do align very well with that. So we're shooting for getting it out the door by before December 1st, but we're not going to rush it. This is an important conversation that needs to be had, and we will continue with updates as they are available to WEMU. As the story progresses, you'll hear things on the air. You'll see things online. We'll post this online with the notification that we're still seeking more input. We'd love to hear as many voices in this as we can.
And the final presentation is going to provide full context from all perspectives.
Absolutely.
That is WEMU Program Director Patrick Campion, who is heading up this particular story project. Thank you for joining us this morning, Patrick. We'll look forward to the next report.
Yeah, looking forward to it. There's a lot of great work to be done here.
This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.